I get a lot of DMs. Gary, I want to be good with girls. I'm like yes, like every young dude. I'm like, the answer is practice getting said no to. Nothing good's gonna happen if you don't ask. But like, you have to get used to rejection. And like, everyone's so scared of having girls say, fuck you, you're corny. They think like that's gonna ruin their lives, when in reality, that's the beginning of them being on the track in the other direction. It's just a subjective opinion. Yeah. Somebody just doesn't find you attractive or doesn't think you're cool. Like, okay, like, you didn't ask out every girl. Gotta do shit that makes you uncomfortable. Like, take L's. Take L's.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Gang.
Hi.
What's good? Hi.
I'm just grinning.
Good. I'm very flattered. How are you?
Doing
nice
well.
To meet you all.
You, you also, one thing that you had said that I had seen, you inspired me in the last 2 years, really, is just get off my horse. And I teach filmmaking and TV production, but I wasn't doing it myself.
Love.
And,
become and so, a practitioner.
Absolutely. So this past year, I bought a camera, and I've been working with
it. And it's going to help them. It's going to make you so much better.
Absolutely. So I'm working with former students right now. And I've kind of got a group of people together, and we're just making movies this summer.
Love.
But one thing that you really said was, like, don't have a plan B. Like, why have a plan B? Because then you won't follow plan A. And I try to talk to them about that all the time.
Well, especially, you know, for you and I, practicality grows as you get older. You have responsibilities. Yeah. When you're this age, it really doesn't even make sense to do the things that we grew up thinking we should tell our kids. Like, it actually doesn't make sense, if you think about it, to not try to do the most high risk thing in your 20s. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's the time where they could all, literally, they're of the age where you could like all live together in one tiny place, right?
Yep.
You have no rent in that scenario. This is the age where you can eat horrible food for like $2 and like your body's like cool, no problem. Like, this is the age when you, like, it's been a big passion of mine, which is like, we have to get out of this like, oh, now you're 22. Mm-hmm. You're a big boy now and you should have a job. 22 to 30 should be when people take the biggest risks of their lives. They're not affecting anybody else.
Right?
My son is the dude that he's almost 30, and he had 2 degrees in music and environmental study.
Yes.
The EPLI closed down when he graduated 2015. And
yes.
He was told me, went to look for a job and said he was overqualified. So he didn't get the job. He was very upset.
Yeah.
So for a full year, he did nothing. He just stayed home and just this year. And he said, thank you for at least giving me a roof.
Of course.
Stuff. Then he went to volunteer at Knowles, the marching band staff. Then
yes.
He did EMT for like 5 years volunteering.
Yes.
So he was not bringing any money.
Yes.
But he was happy enough. So now he decided he worked at the hospital as a script.
Yes.
And he's learning so much medical things. So he planned to go to PA. But
good
in the
him.
Meantime, he saves every penny. He goes out and he always said, Mom, you make the best food, so why should I buy something that doesn't taste as good? So he's home now. And,
it's nice.
And we're happy. So my daughter, she worked at UConn and she was in New York during the pandemic. So she moved back home. She started saving.
So you're the happiest lady in the world.
My kids are home now and they're saving money.
Love it.
So
you noticed I said that on stage. I think about that a lot. Some people are lucky where they love their parents and their parents love having them. And like, cool, as long as you're not. It's all judgment.
Yeah.
You guys know you're in the thick of it at this age. Like, it's all judgment. Judgment for your parents, teachers, your friends. All you're thinking about, like, you don't even realize you're thinking about it. All you're really thinking about is what people are thinking about you. Like, it's just real. And, you know, building that strength to get to a place of like, wait a minute, what do I think? Not to posture, not to impress anybody but myself. And so that's hard. That's a journey. But yeah, I think the risk, like, especially film, like, this is 20 to 30 is when you do go to LA and, you know, make $5 an hour or $20 an hour, and then in California, $20 an hour, and wait tables and like fucking fight. DM every producer, DM every studio, DM every, like, just fight for it.
Yeah.
Because you can. Because then you get married often, then you have children, you start worrying about other things.
But you said too, like, social media. I mean, you all know how to use it, and this opportunity is right there for them. Why aren't making content and just getting it out there?
You're one video away.
Yeah.
But the other thing is where it gets daunting is every other kid knows how to do it too.
Right.
And they're like, Gary, there's too much competition. I'm like, then you shouldn't win.
Right.
Like, I love when people are like, Gary, there's too much people posting. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like that's how life works. Right. Like, if you're not good enough and you're not good at making movies, you're not going to make movies.
Right.
But not trying to, then you're 47 working some job, thinking back to when you were 20 and be like, why the fuck didn't I go for it?
Yeah.
Regret. That's what I talked a lot about.
Yeah. Can I ask you something just on that idea of fear and the judgment and all that? Because you mentioned on stage, that is a difficult thing to do, because you're constantly thinking about what the others are saying, even though they're on the sidelines. They're not playing the game. You're still in.
Well, sometimes that other is your brother that you looked up to. Sometimes that other is your mom who you fucking, who like came to the country and did everything for. Like, sometimes that other is like somebody you really with and love.
Yeah.
But you still can't do it.
So how do you get to a place where, and you talked about like emotional and mental practice, how do you get to a place where you can start cultivating
practice
the things to stop the fear?
Practice. I'll give you an example. In her scenario, my scenario too. My mom is my, like, I love her. She's like, I don't want to disappoint her. I'm like, okay. Do something right now that will disappoint her. Not like something crazy. Don't go murder someone. I'm talking like, if your mom's like you got to either go talk to her or do something. You got to practice feeling it.
Yeah.
If you're, this is why I'm scared of A students.
Right.
If you're an A student your whole life, like, you fear a B.
Yeah. Right.
It's committing suicide to these kids.
Because we're not having the right conversations. This is why I'm motivated. Like, as if a B, fuck, I wish I got a B.
Right.
I was, in high school, I was ranked 243 out of 254.
Like, straight F student.
I was a D student. D.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got A's in gym. The only four A's I got in high school were gym.
Art.
I don't think we have D's in.
We don't.
It's
A, B, C, F. That's it.
We don't have D's.
No.
Yeah. Interesting.
Not even kidding. It's ridiculous.
And nobody gets F's.
Well,
no. Somebody does?
People, some people.
Nice.
Yeah. Straight
very good.
Then we can't give lower than a 50.
Yeah.
I got like a 21 in German my freshman year. I had a great thesis that German was similar to Russian, and I thought it would be easy for me. I walked in first day, I'm like, I'm fucking dead. I get a lot of DMs. Gary, I want to be good with girls. I'm like, yes, like every young dude. I'm like,
yes,
the answer is practice getting said no to.
Okay.
Like, you're not, nothing good's going to happen if you don't ask.
Yeah.
But like, you have to get used to rejection. And like, everyone's so scared of having girls say, fuck you, you're corny. They think like that's gonna ruin their lives, when in reality, that's the beginning of them on being on the track in the other direction.
Right.
You know, like, it's just a subjective opinion.
That's it.
Somebody just doesn't find you attractive or doesn't think you're cool. Like, okay, like, you didn't ask out every girl.
There's,
you didn't
like
think
billions of people in
there's like 8 billion people. 100%, but you gotta practice. We've really, really, really tried to make it like less scary, and in reality, I think we have to make it more scary.
More scary, yeah.
You know?
Get in there.
Just have to get practice to be uncomfortable. You know, like, and it's funny, think about what parents, especially immigrant parents, do with kids. They took big risks, so they want to make it safer for their kid, right? You left the country, you know what I mean?
Right.
We went all through those huge risks. You know how many people didn't leave Russia when they could, when my family did?
They're afraid.
Even though they know the Soviet Union sucked, like going to America and being dead, dead poor and not having the government help you a little bit, even though it was a fucked up government, was too scary for some, and they fucking regretted it their whole life. Because all the people that came in the 70s, by the time Russia opened up in the late 90s, they all came to America. Everybody else was 15, 20 years ahead of them, and they were starting out, like, you know, like, you gotta start practicing to have micro losing. Gotta do shit that makes you uncomfortable. Like, take L's. That's, you know, I was even saying in the car over here, like, even with sports now, kids are now, like, picking one sport by, like, third grade. The one they're good at.
Right.
Like, when I was coming up, like, the best player in football in our team, but he also played basketball and baseball, and he was okay at basketball and like bad at baseball, but like but that helped him like understand, yeah, I'm good at this and not good at this. Now everyone's like, it's just like,
I feel like, yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
I like doing different ones.
Right, and that all those, the fact that you did five helped you. It helped you, first of all, just actually physically, like doing different sports
muscles,
make you more at different muscles, but it also helped you mentally to understand like, you weren't equally as good at all five.
Yeah.
Just impossible. And that's good.
Yeah.
We don't do enough of that. The other thing is, like, for you with them and students, like, when you, like, if teachers more often said, hey, this video is really bad, but that's just my opinion.
Mm.
That's like a whole different thing than being like half pregnant with the candor. Like, instead of like, yeah, you did some good things here, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think this stinks. I could be wrong. Put it out on Vimeo and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, four people watched it? seems like it stunk. Right. Like, that's good. That's good, but we're like, you know?
Yeah.
Merit.
How do you go about, you know, you always talk about candor, right?
Yeah.
How do you go about, like, explaining that to, like, your parents, you know? Like, because they...
Asking them to do it, or you doing it, or giving them candor?
Because you said, you know, the kind candor.
Yeah. Your parents don't deliver kind candor?
It's like they try to, but a lot of times, like, even with each other...
Yeah.
They always, you know, get into fights because of that sort of candor.
But yeah.
They don't understand that kind candor that you always talked about. And that really resonated with me when you talked about it.
You know, one thing kids can do more often is have grown-up conversations with their parents. Mm. Here's where people get caught. They come in hot. Mm-hmm. You only really talk when you're hot.
Yeah.
When you got pissed at the way they just did something, now you're like, da-da-da, like, it's all heat. That's why the world's on tilt. Everyone's
just isolate themselves.
Everybody just either goes to the room and shuts down, mm-hmm. or pushes back with equal venom.
Right.
To meet, right?
Right. We met sort of watch TV together and discuss different shows like Trent and stuff. And he's my like a TV partner.
Yeah.
Because other things will come up during the
that's right.
show.
That's right.
That's totally unrelated, but something he was thinking about.
To that point, she's in an environment with him where it's neutral, it's not hot. So I always say, whenever you want to talk about the thing that's most bothering you with someone, do it at a time where you're least upset about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, cool. Tonight, we met, we literally talked about this, and tonight some shit goes down. Wait 6 days when you're feeling better,
yeah.
and it'd be like, Mom, Dad, or Mom, or Dad, can you watch this video with me? It's something I want to talk about. I'm a little scared to talk to you about it, but watch this. It's a video about kind candor or whatever, right? Yeah. If you can talk to people when you're less on tilt, if you're bringing, you know, kids don't think that they're the ones that needs to bring the mature energy because they're like, yo, you're fucking Mom and Dad, you should be doing this. But if their Mom and Dad didn't do it for them, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. kids should be more upset with their grandparents than their parents.
Right?
I just wish that became a bigger...
Yeah, nice.
Bro, when I tell you, if kids in the world started to be more upset with their grandparents than their parents, the world would be in a better place. Mm-hmm. I don't mean be upset at your grandparents. I mean, be empathetic to why your parents are like that.
Right.
If your grandma's nasty, and she was your mom's mom, give your mom a little break. But we don't do that. Even when the mom might be half as bad, we're still mad because it's our mom. And we're worried about us. So if we, back to empathy and compassion above you, if you can go and talk to them about like, hey, this is something I feel in our family, if everyone's in a good mood, when it starts, everyone's gonna be defensive, promise. You poke at someone's thing, they're gonna be like, nah. They'll push, but they're not gonna be like full tilt as if you were coming at them with if you're in a good place, you can have that combo. And it's never a bad time, even at this young of an age, to start practicing that shit.
Yeah. And especially like with money and how you know how times are with inflation.
Of course. And, you know, if parents are stressed about money,
talking about money, of course.
Right?
And it's hard because money is a very like...
Of course. When parents are struggling with money, there's so many things you can do in that environment though. First, you can always go to accountability. Mm-hmm. What am I making my parents spend money on that I don't need? Mm-hmm. That becomes but that's hard. Especially if you, like, especially when families go down in money, like you were used to some shit, but you're not. But like, every time you can practice doing good things, it's gonna service you well. So even if you don't want to stop getting X, Y, and Z that your parents are paying for, and you're like, yo, can you imagine, how old are you?
I'm 17.
A 17-year-old son coming to parents and say, hey, you got 2 seconds? Mom, Dad, I can sense like there's some anxiety in the system. You know how I get 50 bucks for this, or you know how you're doing this, or you know, like, I don't know everybody's situation. Some kids have nothing that their parents pay for. Others have something and everything in between. But if there's one thing that can save your parents 20 bucks in a month, it's not about the 20 bucks, it's about a 17-year-old coming to the table and saying, yo, I wanna contribute to this moment. Especially if their fighting is bothering you, you'd be stunned how much that will hit. That's why I love the garage sale stuff so much.
I wrote that down. I don't watch the garage sale stuff, but I've...
It's so, bro, when I tell you, in New Jersey especially, Jersey's one of the best states because so many towns have townwide garage sales, mm-hmm. where the whole town does it.
Really, what you did? You went to garages, found some stuff, and just resold it?
So my whole life, when I was a teenager, my parents gave me no money after I was about 10. I wanted shit. Like when Sega Genesis came out, I was like, yo, I need that shit. You know, and so, you know, just, this goes back to like what I tell parents is like, you want your kids to be hungry? You want your kids to be capable? Don't feed them.
Right.
They'll figure out how to feed themselves.
Right.
You know, and like, if your mom and dad are giving you $100 every month and like, that's all you need, what are you gonna go do? Nothing. But if your mom and dad give you nothing and you need $80 to like, do two things a month or something, like, you're gonna figure out how to get it.
Yeah.
And like figuring out how to get it is an incredible skill. And the one that I most see that needs nothing, $20, a little bit of gas and a little bit of money, $10 for the garage sales. There's nothing I've seen where you can go buy $10 worth of comic books, stuffed animals, video games, come home, list it on eBay and make $130 in a week. There's nothing, and that's every time if you get educated.
Right.
Like every time.
How would you find those garage sales? Because I know, like,
Google. New Jersey, townwide. No, but it's funny. A lot of people ask it. You know, it's funny. When you're not in that mind, it sounds funny when I say it, right. But I get it. Mm-hmm. There's 100 apps, Garage Saler, Garage Sale Finder. There's 100 apps, but what I do, every time, New Jersey, townwide, garage sale, April 24th, enter.
Randolph had last week, and Denville has again
the, you know, the Stories Wars?
Of course.
You do that too?
That's harder. Like, they're good in theory, but what I, like, to me, first of all, they cost more. Like, I'm always thinking about the person that got $20.
Yeah.
People can graduate at the storage. Where people go is they go from garage selling to thrift stores, like Goodwill and all that. Then they start going to storage wars, storages. Then usually they go into drop shipping and retail arbitrage on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But like, man, I got thousands of emails of like, I had $16 and now I have 6,000. Oh. And the most fun part is it's, for certain people, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's like you wake up on Saturday, go with your boy. Like, what the fuck are you doing at 7 a.m. on Saturday? We're just sleeping in.
It's like gambling.
Yeah, it's like, it's a you're right. It's funny you say that. That's right. It's the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
You roll up, and then what's most fun is like, almost every weekend, if you go to 20, 30 of them, there's that one big come up.
Yeah.
You know, like, a big box of Legos for $5, you bring it home, they're minifigures, you look up the first one, it's $20 by itself, you still got a big bag of them, you're like, holy, people don't realize how big it is.
Yeah.
And here's my favorite part, it teaches people shit.
Right.
It teaches you discipline, teaches you creativity, you gotta figure out how to list it, what's the picture look like,
mm-hmm.
like work ethic, like cool, you're pumped when you sold something that you bought for $2 for $8, but now you gotta pack it, you gotta get it to the post office, now, you know, now you're off the high,
mm-hmm.
and it's Wednesday and you gotta ship that shit to Kansas, I'm like, damn, I gotta pack, you know,
yeah.
gets people out of like, bullshit.
Here, we gotta get
gotta go. Photos, quick. Yeah, got it. Anybody want a quick photo?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.